Dear, for sunyata or emptiness, which circle will it be? Empty or form?
Okay. Let's see. Thank you. Thank you for the good question. You see, when this one come out and create the phenomenal world of consciousness, you remember, Guan Yin say, Wu Yin Jie Kong. You understand? Not? The five aggregates of form and mind are empty. Means this creation process is not what you think, not real. Empty nature existence. Why? Like I explained, you cannot deny you were born. And after you were born, you go through life until now. Understand? Can follow? And see? Is it real? Definitely not real. But it does happen, isn't it? That phase of life, every moment that you live, they really happen, understand? But that is the past, understand? That's why 往事只能回味. Everything that happened in the conditioned world, you can only recall through consciousness and memory, understand? Without the mind to actually remember and recall through memory, all this didn't exist. You understand? So let's say a human being, we pass away, okay? In the enlightened case, maybe parinibbana. So let's say you only got your usual siblings, your parents, maybe your parents also by then no more. So the younger one is your niece, your nephew, or whatever. And you have a lot of friends, or people that know you. So after that form and mind, let's say this segment, pass away, only these people who know you can hold on to the memory that you existed. Understand? After they are gone, you become a nobody. But nobody can remember you. Understand? So this is exactly the meaning of emptiness. Empty of existence value. No reality. Understand? Empty nature of existence means existence. As real it can be, it's only within the moment. No? Appears so real, no? But it is actually not real. No? Empty. No? Why? He know you, he know me. Understand not? Ah, yeah. My daughter want to add something.
Every time the topic comes to emptiness, I always have one part to add. Because it looks like everything is empty, so it has no meaning. But actually for me, it is precisely, it is so transient, and so fragile, split second and it is gone. This moment is so very precious. The people I'm around now, any second, tomorrow, the next moment, they can be gone. That is why it becomes so special that I have a moment with all of you. That is just one example, one moment. Everything that is empty in our PWC, it is transient, but doesn't mean it has no meaning. It is very special because it doesn't come again. And that is why I find so beautiful, although it is empty. I hope this helps.
Very good. So, you remember? I say it in a different way. I always told Ng Bi there. Even though it's unreal, but there is such thing as life, existence. Even though moment to moment it passes by, appears so transient, but there is life, understand? Otherwise, how did the Sutta, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, realize? When you realize true emptiness, life become wonderful. So, to me, don't be gullible. Don't take the angle, everything unreal, forget about it. Like my classmate used to tell me, money not real, give to me. But there is such thing as the reality of life and existence, understand? First noble truth reality, and there is the karmic process. That's why living being cannot understand, understand? There is I think in the early day I watched this film show, I think Hong Kong series, Zhen Zhen Jia Jia. You heard of it? Zhan Zhan Ga Ga. You heard of it before, huh? You think it's real, but it's unreal. You think it's unreal, but it is real. It depends on who perceives it, understand? Whether you have the understanding to understand it or not. When we open our eye, like what I give you the example, okay, now your eye open, right? What do you see? Through your seeing consciousness. This meditation hall, yeah. Me, you, all the human beings, all the tables so solid, isn't it? Who created it? Yeah? Your mundane mind, huh? That's all. They say you are the greatest creator. And you are God, understand? Huh? You create through your consciousness, understand? Huh? So, to me, if you understand this, through your senses, that's why the Buddha said, consciousness, yeah, this so-called aggregate of mind, is like a magician. It creates magic. It creates illusion for you to see, like real, very real. Close your eye. All gone, is it? How real can it be? How you come to know? Through your mental perception, understand or not? Then your memory, understand or not? The content of consciousness. See it. Wake up. Everything, no reality. Apart from your senses and the consciousness, like the film show on the white screen, understand or not? End of the show, what you see? The blank screen, understand or not? But in between, wow, wu tao wu bui, understand or not? Everything like so excited, understand or not? With the sight and sound, color and the multimedia, the sound effect, everything. And you're willing to pay money, you know, to go and see here. And come out, someone can talk about it, you know. Even inside, they enjoy the thing, you know. Then, in between, of course, you're excited. But towards the end, that stupid director, why do the ending like that? Ah, you could have been better. See, who is the one that comment and say all this? Your own mundane mind. It depends on who perceive the thing, who see the show. Everybody is different, and the comment all different. So see this. So Nancy asked a very good question. Where did the emptiness fall in? So now you understand, isn't it? Yeah. This one is the unconditioned. No need to talk about emptiness, understand? Yeah, it's the oneness. Then beyond thought, beyond word. You cannot understand until you realize it. By the time you realize it, you know more, understand? Yeah, it was never you, understand? You need these to access the gateway, to develop the wisdom. Then this fellow, you think is you, realize itself and cease. Then who realize Nibbana? Nobody, understand or not? It's just the creation process. You understand, finish. Understand or not? Because the thing that is been understood, wisdom, enable the mundane mind to realize itself and cease. Because you realize all this not real. That's why empty, yeah? Then see? Empty nature exists. So, anatta is a very good one. Anatta is actually, the meaning is very deep. It's not only non-self. Non-self is a small part of anatta. That's why you realize in the morning chanting a lot. Rupang anicang. That one you can understand. Yeah? Form is impermanent. Then why did he say rupang anatta? Is form a human being? If form is a human being, then form can be anatta, anatta. But form is not a human being. How can you say form is non-self? The real meaning of anatta is form is not a permanent, unchanging entity. It's dependent originating, understand or not? Condition arising. That's why it's not a permanent, unchanging entity. So this form and mind also, the human being, also not a permanent, unchanging entity. But the Buddha, in order to teach the five ascetic, he said, this is not self, understand or not? If it's self, it will not go the way of nature that leads to suffering, misery. Then you can say, this is me, this is I, therefore I want it to be like that, like that, like that. Don't get old, don't get sick and die. That's why he used that. But in his teaching, his paticca samuppada, actually dependent origination, the law, override everything. And that is what anatta is all about. And that anatta is also empty nature existence. Because it's impermanent, understand? Not a permanent, it's dependent originating. That's why it's empty, no reality. And he know you, he know me. That's why he wants to use non-self, is because you believe this so strongly, understand? So actually the Theravada teaching, when you penetrate anicchang, dukkang, anatta, you penetrate sunyata, understand? No different. So can you all now follow? Nancy, okay? Sadhu, sadhu. Louder lah.